Curriculum-based measurement is used to assess students' academic performance on a regular basis. So that could be weekly or monthly. And teachers do that for two purposes: to determine whether children are profiting appropriately from the typical instructional program, and then to build more effective programs for the children who are not benefiting adequately from that typical instruction. So teachers can use CBM to track their students' progress in reading, math, or spelling. And what we know from the research literature is that teachers who use CBM are better able to identify students in need of additional or different forms of instruction, that those teachers design stronger instructional programs, and that their students achieve better. CBM was developed to provide teachers with a technically adequate way of monitoring their students' academic development over time so that teachers would be able to know quickly which students were not profiting from instruction and could use that information to tailor students' instructional programs more responsively to ensure instructional programs that produce the kind of academic growth teachers are interested in. So if you think about end-of-year state tests that are administered, what CBM can add to that is providing information quickly at any time over the course of the year about which students are unlikely to score well on those end-of-year tests.